This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we conclude our study of the book of James, let's do a study on the subject of patience. You'll find James discussing this in James 1, 3 through 4, and 5, 7 through 11. Patience is a quality all of us struggle with, yet it is an essential part of becoming all God wants us to be. He points out three things about patience in his book. 1. Waiting for the expected. The farmer works the soil and plants a crop, then waits for the time to harvest. God's servant shares God's word and waits for it to do its intended work. Job learned that he had to wait for God to honor his righteousness. 2. Waiting during the unexpected. The farmer has to wait when there is irregular weather, hoping that it won't destroy his crop. God's servant has to wait when there is an unpredictable response or reticence to respond. Job had to wait when devastating tragedies hit him. 3. Waiting until the ultimate expectation is realized. The Lord is coming. The Lord's coming is near. The judge is standing at the door, James says. Don't throw in the towel before that day. Whatever we need to patiently endure or wait for, it will be worth it all when the Lord comes. As you reflect on these examples and challenges, never forget how the one before whom we stand accountable is described in chapter 5, verse 11. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. Never forget that the testing of your faith develops patience or perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Always remember that God is never late. Wait patiently on Him.